Because actually, our repertoire is going to be a bit wild in terms of sound, because they're going to see us like the typical string quartet, and they're going to expect like classical sounds. But actually, we're going to make weird
nothing like that
with our instruments, and they're going to be surprised even more if they don't know where they come from, actually. So I think it's to enhance that experience.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Pink Hat, otherwise known as the Roze Hoed, super Dutch word. And we're recording at Fokwerkhuis in a cute little city, Delft, which is in the west of the Netherlands. If you haven't been, come visit. And if you come visit, maybe try May 28th, because then the festival's opening, and then you'll have time to visit performances until June 9th, actually, which is a Sunday. And it's going to be a festival, a performing arts festival. And if you have no clue what it is, think of music, think theater, think opera even we had, think cabaret, comedy, like in everything in between or the combinations of things. And today we're going to talk about music, music by new makers, upcoming makers, makers that still have like developing themselves, having to make a name for themselves, but love what they do and are very good at what they do. So it's just one good reason to visit the festival. And if you need another one, I have that for you, because the venues that they perform at are super nice. They're not traditional venues, they're not theaters, they're not the common places where you would go and visit performing arts. No, we're talking about a windmill, we're talking about an old cigar factory, we're talking about a former city farm, we talk about offices, shared office spaces, a hidden church even, so all the more reason to visit. Well, that was just information about the festival. I have two guys sitting here at the table, and they represent one of the 28 groups that will perform during the 2024 edition. And they're called a Resonance Quartet. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Nice. I have here Sasha and Sergio at the table. And that's not all of you. You're more people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're missing Ruth and
Litaudas.
Okay, so four of you, because
we're a quartet. Yeah.
That makes so much sense. All right, something we do traditionally during this podcast is that we have a emoticon or emoji that we ask you to use if you would have to describe your participation at the Delft Fringe Festival. And I know that you both prepared one, so we might have like two different views on your performance or participation. Sasha, can I start with you?
For sure, yes.
Which one did you choose?
So, shall I show you? Or
No, you can just describe it to the people listening.
All right, I will describe my emoji.
What does it look like?
My emoji looks like the planet Earth.
Uh-huh.
So, my intention with this emoticon was to see the problems that we are facing, that the human is facing, the human being is facing, from a very wide perspective. So, in a way, through our performance, we want to connect with people, and by taking a zoom out and seeing these problems or issues that we experience as human beings, we can maybe look for better ways of connecting with people, and maybe even serve as a tool for people to cope with their problems. So in this case, I thought of this planet Earth from a wider perspective because of that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, my emoji, I think, is related to him, because I chose the person that is meditating, because I feel that our performance is going to be like a moment to reflect. We're going to try to like stop our daily life and just focus on listening. So, yeah, I think it's our way to try to connect our art and what we do with our human side. So I think meditating is also a moment of reflecting and connecting with your thoughts, yourself. So I think it's a good way of relating, no? Like, okay, connecting, like, world, like, the things that's happening, and connecting ourselves. So I think it's a nice way to choose this meditation and world. So I think these are different emojis, but we connected it in some kind of way, you know? So it was fun to talk about it, yeah.
Yes, we were talking about it in the cafe downstairs.
Yeah.
And we thought, wow, there's a kind of a relationship here
between
our emojis.
Yeah, we had several emojis, not gonna lie. But I think these two were the most possible. Yes.
Yes.
I'd love to hear more about that, the way that it sounds like the resonance part of where you're going at. But before we dive into that, I'd like to take a step back because you do music and music with classical instruments, I think, because of the word quartet. There might be people listening right now who do not have a clue about what a quartet is. What is a quartet?
I mean, the classical quartet concept is like just four string instruments, and in this case, two violins, one viola and one cello, but it can be like other instruments, but the classical one is just...
Yeah, the string quartet, standard string quartet is formed by two violins, one viola and one cello, yes.
Is that the same, is that the case with you as well right now?
Yes.
Like the classical way of like...
Exactly.
That's nice. And you want to resonate your music with people, if I understood you correctly, to go back inside? Is that how I could perceive
exactly. it? Exactly. And that's where the idea of the blindfolding came from, right?
Blindfolding even?
Yes, we're introducing a new element.
People were not able to see during the performance.
They may if they choose not to wear the mask. Okay. But, I mean, it's not compulsory, but we encourage people to take this other approach of listening, right?
Yeah, we came out with this idea after like performing one of the pieces of this year. We performed this piece last year as a project at school, as a school project, sorry. And we realized that there were people that they were not able to see us, and they were having like a very special experience, and they were like even focusing more on the sounds that they were coming from other places and having like a 360 kind of like experience. So we encourage to people to blindfold, to just focus maybe and just listening and maybe finding like new sounds, because actually our repertoire is going to be a bit wild in terms of sound, because they're going to see us like the typical string quartet and they're going to expect like classical sounds, but actually we're going to make
nothing like that
with our instruments, and they're going to be surprised even more if they don't know where they come from actually. So I think it's to enhance that experience.
Okay, so you don't play like, you made your own compositions for this piece?
No, actually.
Not really, but we collaborate with contemporary actual composers, living composers, and we also perform pieces of living composers
that's nice.
With whom we don't necessarily collaborate, but whose music we find really appealing to us, such as Goodbye Dulina, string quartet number 2, or Mixtures, the piece that my colleague Sergio was just describing. We were in this concert hall, and the four of us playing in one different corner of the concert hall, and lights were off, and there was a spotlight on each of us, so it was quite exciting, very spannant, like you say. and we were amplified, so it was like complete exposure, let's put it like that, and the public was in the middle, so four corners and public in the middle, so not everyone could see. Well, actually, no one could see the four of us at the same time. It was impossible, right? So this is where the idea came from of, well, what if no one sees nothing, right?
Like, just have to listen and go inside
exactly.
and just let it happen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you experiment from audiation, from listening and not from visual input, which is the case of today's world, right? We are with the screens and with the phones and everything. And so we want to take a step back and connect with within. Yes.
And also create your own experience in some kind of way, because if you are with yourself, just yourself, you create what you want with that experience. So you move. I don't know if you were going to leave the audience moving, but we're thinking about it. But like, you're gonna just move even your head to point where you're listening, no? So it's you're self-creating the experience. So it's, I don't know, it's a really creative way of approaching a string quartet concert. So we wanted to bring something new to this. Because the repertoire, encouraged to do that. So, yeah, it's a nice way. Yeah.
Nice. Can I ask you to, we've got questions prepared here on the table, and I must apologize in advance because they are in Dutch. I don't know how good your Dutch is.
It's going.
He's better than me.
Okay, Sasha, go for it.
I trust you.
Just pick one.
Let's see how I manage.
You can read it out loud and I can translate it for you if you want.
Let's see. Welke tips zou je aan jezelf van 3 jaar geleden geven? Ik versta het.
Yes. What kind of tip would you give yourself 3 years ago? Like if you would jump into the future and say if I can give you one tip?
I would just say not even a tip, but a calming statement such as relax, everything's going to be all right. Because, when you're studying, you're in this very stressful process and you don't know if things are going to work out like you imagine. So sometimes you are a bit overwhelmed and you need some support that usually doesn't come from within yourself, but that comes from others. And so it would be nice to have had maybe myself as a mirror image, another person, a copy of myself patting me on the back and saying, don't worry,
nice.
Everything's going to be cool. So you're working and everything's going to pay off. So something like this.
Don't stress too much.
Yeah, don't stress too much.
It'll be all right.
Exactly.
Is that something that you could wish for the performance as well? Like people being blindfolded, being cut off from a visual experience, then you would have to go inside. Could the music have such an effect on people that would calm people, or?
I think it's going to be also calming, but also exciting because they're going to listen to the really weird things. So it's going to, because some of the pieces are more calming by nature, but there are others that are a bit even creepy active.
Yes.
And so they're going to be conflicted in some kind of way because they're going to be just asking and wondering why I'm listening to. So I think it's gonna be both. I don't know, what do you think?
I think it's gonna be very exciting and they're gonna go through this, process of many emotions, like you just said. It's very, very changing, our music. Within the same pieces, it's very changing throughout. So it might be very sort of creepy, sinister, and all of a sudden, more
joyful,
peaceful,
cheerful, yeah.
or more childish even.
Okay.
So it's really, really entertaining, we think. And with this blindfold, for sure, people will be able to distinguish more these different emotions, we think as well.
You really have to use your ears, not just your eyes, because we listen with our eyes so many times during the day.
And this music actually is very easy to get misled by what you see, because you see a lot of and a lot of effects with our hands. And sorry, I think I cut you off.
We'll experience it during the festival at least. But Sergio, can I ask you just to take another question from the table? In Dutch again. Sorry for that.
Can you translate? Because actually,
I'm going to read in Dutch first.
Yeah.
Wat hoop je dat het publiek meeneemt uit je voorstelling? What do you hope that the audience will take with them after seeing the performance?
Okay. Actually, I think we talked about it a bit, but I think it's just a new way of listening and maybe to connect with your surrounding, maybe. To appreciate everything that is around you and take a moment to reflect on that and connect with even with people, because at the end we're sharing an experience together. We're sharing a concert, but at the same time, it's not a concert, it's an experience. So I don't know, I think it's a very personal thing that you can take with you after the concert. So also you have to be open because you're going to be conflicted, because it's not going to be the classical concert. So you're going to be conflicted. You have to wonder a lot and create your own experience. So I think it's, you can have like an opening and a revelation of like, oh, this can be also a different type of musical concert, and also even classical music concert. So the thing is, yes, it's going to be, yeah, basically.
What happens if that doesn't work? If people are just not like allowing themselves to dive into that?
I think it's also, I don't know if it's a personal case, but at some point I realized that I can't like force people to feel what I'm feeling and connect with my project. We're going to do our best because we're professionals and we are like putting a lot of effort in this project. But I know that this repertoire can be challenging for some people and maybe they don't connect at the beginning because they see a wall of something that is not like, oh, this is too difficult for me to listen and to connect. So, but I think we are going to be just very convincing as musicians, and we're going to propose something that is very convincing and very well prepared. So at least we hope to make them enjoy at least.
Nice. For you, the Del Fringe Festival is not a new experience. You've decided to come back.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? What does it bring you to perform at a festival like this? Because it's not the most conventional way of.
Yeah, I think for us as musicians, especially classical musicians, it's a really good experience because we tend to be like very closed. Like as classical musicians, we tend to perform in just classical venues, like classical stages. So playing and working in this type of festivals is a really good experience because you need to be really quick to adapt to different venues. And because I remember last year I played in the Windmill, I played here, for example, we played in a living room. So you have to adapt to the sonority of the place, to the acoustics of the place, to the audience. So it was a learning experience as an artist and a musician because, yeah.
What is the biggest lesson that you learned out of that?
Let me think. I think one of the things that I learned is like that we can perform in just so many different places and we can reach to many different audiences through just going out of our classical environment. And it was a really good experience. So I think it's like we are artists, not just classical musicians. So we can also like approach our art in a different way.
And I'm curious because hearing you talk about this, I can imagine that people like feel vulnerable during the performance because they're not able to see, which might give people some form of uncomfortable sensations. What makes music, how does that work for you? Because you need to give vulnerability in order to get vulnerability back from people. At least that's how I perceive it. How do you make sure that happens during a performance?
Well, I guess that, although it's difficult repertoire, maybe people are not so used to this kind of listening to this kind of repertoire because it's, well, contemporary music and some is as recent as 2 years, 3 years ago, something like this. So even though it's this kind of music, we try to play it with all our soul. And I think just as the visual can convey a lot of meaning, the auditive can also do. Mm-hmm. And our breathing is also there, you know, and they will probably be able to hear some movements because during the whole performance we'll be also conducting ourselves. It's such complex music that we need to like be really
it's gonna be
like
yeah Very physical, yeah.
Really, like really dynamic with our bodies. So I think this energy will get to them.
We'll fill the room and people feel it happening.
Yes.
What is it that you hope to get from this Del Fringe experience? Like, what would be the perfect outcome? It's like, you, after having played like a couple of times, and you look back and you say, like, I'm so happy I experienced this. What would that be?
I'm actually always very touched by people's reaction to my performances or to our performances. And I hope to get as many different reactions as possible and to enjoy playing with my quartet and hopefully also to make ourselves known to the world, right? Mm. So that's another goal that we have, right? Because we've been working a lot.
Yeah.
And that's also a part of it, yes.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Once like the Del Fringe experience is behind you, yeah, when you're done.
Mm-hmm. I think, I think it, at the most basic level is just like maybe establish more our quartet and like, because we're rehearsing a lot, but we need to put ourselves in the performance mode. So I think I'm thrilled to experience that with my quartet and also to experience this type of concert, because it's going to be not only for the audience an amazing experience, it's going to be also for us. It's just something different that we never done. So it's going to be really, really, really interesting for us and challenging. So I'm excited for that. But also, I don't know, probably like growing as musicians in relation with to the things that I said before. And yeah, I'm probably also like, as I said, like established and maybe like having more opportunities in the future to perform in different venues and other festivals maybe. So I think like starting here in Del Fringe is also really a really nice thing to have in our curriculum, like as a quarter to in the future to future projects. So it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, love to hear that.
Yeah.
Time's up. I always go by so quickly.
It does. Huh?
Do you know at what venues you'll be playing?
Sure know the Windmill.
The Windmill, okay.
He knows all about it. He's been here before.
At least the Windmill.
I just saw when we play, and the rest is.
At the garden also, like the Botanic Garden, I think.
I remember that one.
It's very close by to here. It's like really cool. Let's hope the weather is going to be good, because then it's going to be even better.
That's nice. That's nice. Sorry if I don't remember the other two, but for sure it's going to be exciting and so different from each other. That's the really nice thing. And also we're thinking as a quartet too, just we're going to check all the venues to know how we can make the most of the different venues make it match with our concept. So just we're going to just check and see these spaces to see what we can do with them.
Sync with them.
We have a trip planned to Delft to explore a bit each of the places.
Yeah,
nice. Well, and you, listener, should plan such an experience too. So if you didn't do that already, like grab your journal, your diary, maybe you have a digital one, but write it down with pen if you're like old school, or just type it down if you're like digital. 28th of May. Opening, grand opening. Buy your tickets, and from the Wednesday following that up to June 9th, which is a Sunday, 2024, Del Fringe Festival will be in town, and Residence Quarter is one of the 28 makers that you will be able to enjoy blindfolded. I add to that, which is going to be an awesome experience. I hope you do that. Go to www.delftfringefestival.nl where you can buy your tickets. It's almost there. This is like, it's just a, I think it's 2 weeks, 1 week from now. Go. It's really worth it. I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening, and see you at Delft Fringe.